This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't forget, Royals play baseball for the first time in a long time on Friday.
Friday.
Josh Vernier's Hot Stove Show's going to be live in Arizona Thursday at 6.
So that's tomorrow.
That's right.
We're going to have Vern on tomorrow to preview that.
Why not?
Why don't we have Vern on tomorrow?
I'm sure I can call him.
Is he down there already?
I mean, if his show's tomorrow at 6,
yeah,
I would assume
chance
that he's probably
tomorrow.
There. I mean, unless he got stuck at the airport. But I'm really excited for you to go to Arizona, Bob, because I want you to understand that what I'm saying is not fanboy. Jack Caglione is going to be on this roster this year. I'm telling you, he's going to play at Kauffman Stadium.
Who's he replacing on this roster right now then?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because there has to be a room, there has to be a spot for him on that roster. So,
or maybe he beats somebody
out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who does he beat out, do you think, on this roster right now?
I mean, obviously, Hunter Renfro's on this roster. You can't really get rid of. I mean, MJ Melendez has a short leash, I think. Vinny Pasquantino's always an injury prone guy.
Then see, that's where I am with this right now. I'm waiting for Vinny to get injured, and then I'm moving Jack Caglione up. And I hate to be this guy. You may see a Wally Pipp type of thing in that type of situation. Like, Vinny's had that injury history.
Right. He's the Jack Caglione is the 22nd ranked prospect in baseball. He's the number one ranked first baseman prospect in baseball. He's the Royals' number one prospect. The guy's 6'5", 250. He's a lefty-lefty. Obviously, was drafted with dual talents, and I don't think he's going to throw the ball much in the big leagues as a pitcher.
Would be cool to see him on the mound
would
every once
sick.
In a while.
Would be sick. I remember we asked, either it was, gosh, was it JJ or was it Q? And I think it was Q. And we're like, hey, what if he were to play and like then he pitches in like the eighth inning? Can he still, you know, whatever? And he's like, that's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. And I was like, well, I don't either. But here's his audio from spring talking about how he's kind of finding his way and what the Royals and he think about being like a dual, like sort of player in baseball.
Vibes are great. You know, I'm with a great group of guys and still figuring out some things. You know, trying to get into the flow of things, how hectic your first spring training is. Everybody talks about it, but you don't really know what they're talking about until you're in it. So, but the first 2 days have been really good. Everybody's been super helpful. And it was a whirlwind for sure. I was very happy that the Royals gave me the opportunity to go and represent them in the fall league. And, you know, I think it's exactly what I needed to kind of get that full taste of pro ball outside of that month and a half in Quad Cities. Being around guys like Jensen, Squires, and everybody else that we had in the Royals org, it's been great creating some new friendships, new bonds, and you know, with these guys that hopefully I'll be playing with for a very long time. Mostly Vinny, just talking about stuff at first base and kind of why he does what he does and just kind of picking his brand and hopefully going to implement some of the stuff that he's told me into my game. Salvi's just the ray of sunshine. He's burst of energy, you know, so he's just the captain. Yeah, Bobby, I'm just looking forward to, you know, continue to talk to him and pick his brain. The Royals have had nothing but great communication about the whole two-way thing, and you know, we have a plan in place, and it's kind of one of those things where going in your first spring training, the last thing they want to do is, I guess, overload. So they're like, get your feet underneath you. And then as the season gets going, we'll pick up from there and see what goes on.
Good cleat noise in the background, mm-hmm. too. I like that. That's a sign of spring. The metal bats. Is Major League Baseball moving to aluminum bats this year? I like that.
I don't know about that. But the thing about Caglione is the fall league helped. He's a developed college player, so he's not like coming out of high school where he's 18 and needs a lot of development. The guy's absolutely just slashing the ball in spring right now, and then obviously in the fall league he did as well. There's too much there that, I mean, look, there's a reason why they didn't go get a corner outfielder, and I know he's a first baseman, mm-hmm. but there's a reason why everybody's like, when are they going to get the bat? Where's the bat coming from? And maybe they knew it was there. And maybe this is their best kept secret, but the hype for me is real because, I mean, look, the guy's an absolute monster. I mean, 6'5", 250 baseball players, massive.
Yeah.
Like that's a pitcher. Like,
yeah,
that's
we've seen the big build guys, but yeah. can he catch up to the fastball? Can he hit the breaking pitch? You know, all that
and
kind of gets
into
Serrano, you know.
And if you want to keep Vinny healthy, maybe he plays more DH than first base. Because he got hurt last year playing first base.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and he will get hurt again. He's an injury-prone type of guy, and you will have injuries over the course of the season. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd move Jack Caglione to outfield, right, mm-hmm. and be done with it. And but maybe he's not capable. I don't know if he can play outfield or not. I haven't talked enough to people, you know, about whether or not he could be an everyday outfielder. But that in an ideal world, he would be a corner outfielder. Vinny would be your first baseman. Mm-hmm. Sal would be your DH, and you know Carter Jensen eventually, if he's the guy, a catcher would be your catcher. And that would be kind of the ideal situation. We don't live in an ideal world, obviously. So, I don't know what their thinking is, you know, right now with bringing a guy up who hasn't had that much time in the minor leagues. I mean, we saw last year Holiday brought up
in Jackson.
Baltimore, and he failed miserably and was sent back down.
Again,
but that's
18
okay.
years old.
Yeah, it happens and whatnot. So you just have to make sure that you're bringing this guy up at the right time.
Yeah.
And by right time, I don't mean financially the right time.
Right.
I think those days are done, you know, with Major League Baseball, maybe I say kind of where you're not going to keep a guy down because you have incentive now if they get rookie of the year votes and draft picks and whatnot.
Sure.
So there's some of that incentive, but you want the guy to come up again in a perfect world. You want the guy to come up and hit the ground running and be able to handle the major leagues. You
yeah.
don't want him to come up here and fail and then not be able to recover. And if he's not able to recover, then he wasn't mentally tough enough to play in the big leagues anyway. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle him because,
I mean,
we haven't really had a prospect like this in this regime, if you will, but Bobby was before these guys officially took over.
I don't know
if they're going to handle the situation differently than in the past where they want to keep these guys down in the minor leagues, or if they're going to be a little bit different and proactive and move forward and say, yeah, we feel he's ready. Let's bring him up and see what he can do.
Three things. I think Bobby could have came up a year before he did.
Probably.
The game has changed. Like young kids come up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it is. And the thing that's crazy is like somebody says on the text line, calm down, Dusty, Jackson Holiday, perfect example. It's not a perfect example. Jackson Holiday didn't play college baseball at Florida for 2.5-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a 18-year-old spring chicken.
Right.
This is a guy that knows the game. This guy has played Division I baseball. And again, and I know it's not the pros, right, where everybody else is great, but like and maybe I will pump the brakes. And then in July, when we have the same conversation, where he goes, damn, Dusty, I don't know why I didn't believe you earlier on this hype train of Jack Caglione. Look, there's a reason why he has all these sort of rankings. There's a reason why he has all this. And from what I've seen, what I've read, because that's all I'm reading about right now is Caglione. Because I did this with Bobby Witt Jr. Now, Bobby Witt Jr. is the third best player in baseball, and he's one of the best players I've ever seen play the game. But Caglione has a lot of similarities the way that they write these guys up and talk about him. Like his power is well above average. His contact is well above average. His glove is decently above average. I mean, it's a good glove at first.
If you can hit, I don't care about your glove at first
base.
If you can mash home runs,
the
glove.
That also makes your defense better. And what's the one thing Vern always tells us? This team wins with pitching, defense, and speed.
Yeah.
Throw in a little sprinkle of a Caglione bat, and then all of a sudden you got Bobby Witt Jr. and Caglione batting back-to-back for the next 8 years?
Yeah, it'd be great.
God,
now, the thing is, though, like if this was a couple of years ago, I would consider more about bringing him up, give the fans something to go watch at the ballpark right now. You don't need that carrot out there because this is a good team. Fans will be coming to the ballpark this year to see this team play. You don't need to say, okay, we're going to pitch Zach Greinke so everybody come out and watch and whatnot.
No.
So if you're looking at, you know, this situation in realism, optimism and trying to figure out what you should do. Right now, you've got a good baseball team. There's no reason to rush this kid. It's not like, oh, my God, we have a gaping hole at first base. We need to bring this kid up or anything like that. You have a luxury right now where the Royals are. This is kind of the situation where we want to be in, where you have a big league club that wins. You have minor league kids that are pushing the big league club that could potentially result in trades to make the big league club even better, whether you trade minor league guys, whether you trade big league guys because the minor league guys are ready to come up. Like, it gives you a lot of options. This is a great situation for the Royals right now, because they have so many different things that they could potentially do. If they don't want to bring up Caglione, they're going to say, hey, we don't need to bring him up. If they do bring him up, fans are excited. You're going to see a young guy, and we don't normally get to see the young guy in their first year, basically, of professional baseball at the big league level in Kansas City, or really anywhere else for that matter. So there's so many good options that the Royals have and so many cool things that they can do. There's just no reason to rush Jack Caglione. If he's ready, then they can bring him up and they say he's ready. But if he's not and they feel, oh, you know, give him 6 months down in the minor leagues or another year down in the minor leagues and we'll worry about this next year. Maybe this offseason you work on a trade. Hunter Renfro comes off the books and whatnot. And now you've got a spot for Jack Caglione. And maybe that's how they decide to do it. Like, sometimes you bring these guys to big league camp just to give them the taste of what that big league camp is all about, to give them that experience. So next year when they come.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They don't have to learn any.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.